In 1879, the first Catholic missionaries came to Central Africa, to what is now the nation of Uganda. They had some success in the early years converting people to the faith, especially among the young. Some of their most prominent converts were young men and boys who served as pages at the court of King Mwanga II. He was the king of that region. And the king initially was fairly positive in regard to the missionaries, but his attitude shifted when he realized how serious these pages were about the moral implications of their new faith. King Mwanga was used to getting what he wanted from his court, and he approached some of these young men for sexual favors. And these new Christians resisted him. He was so angry that he proposed a terrible choice to them. Either you renounce your Christian faith or you die. And the great miracle is that to a person, all these new Christians refused to renounce their faith. Joseph Mukasa was a leader among them, and he stood up to the king and was killed outright. The rest were marched off to a place called Namugongo, which is many miles outside of the capital city. As they marched these young men, they marched them right past the home of the priest who had catechized them and baptized them. And that scene stayed in my mind as very moving, because imagine the conflicting thoughts and feelings going through the heart of that priest. A sense of pride, undoubtedly, in these young men, but also the terrible anguish as he watched them being led off to their execution. They got to the site, and Charles Lwanga, who was another of the leaders of this group, asked to have permission to arrange his own funeral pyre. So he did. He arranged the wood. He lay down, and then they burned him, but over a long period of time. And they say that he maintained utter silence during this terrible torture, until at the very end, he plaintively said, "Oh God," just before he died. Now, I imagine almost any objective observer watching that scene, it was in 1886, would have said Christianity is finished in that part of Africa. The few Christians that remained were a tiny minority. They were surrounded by enemies, including the king, and they saw what he had done to these Christians at Namugongo. Anyone would say, it's over. Here's the thing that's fascinating to me. There is this peculiar logic that obtains when it comes to the supernatural. It's a logic of reversal and of surprise and of paradox. The very thing that we would think would destroy the faith, in fact, invigorates the faith. Tertullian, the great church father, caught this when he said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of Christians. And again, go back to the early days of the church. That's what the emperors wanted. They wanted to stamp out Christianity. We will do it by frightening Christians into submission. We're going to kill the martyrs, and then it'll frighten the rest into submission. This pesky faith will go away. Tertullian saw it in the third century. The blood of the martyrs, in fact, is the seed of Christians. That's how the church grows. Why does this logic obtain? It obtains because the supernatural is not controlled by the logic and laws that control the natural. It witnesses to a higher realm. And see, the death of the martyrs does that. It indicates this higher reality. Well, just last week, I was filming for my Catholicism project, and I was privileged to be at Namugongo. We went there to film the great liturgy that's held every year on June the 3rd, the Feast of the Martyrs, the day when Charles Lwanga and his friends were killed. And it was one of the most deeply moving things I've experienced in the 2 years of filming around the world. 500,000 people come into this space. The basilica is built like a funeral pyre, so it's meant to evoke the funeral pyre of Charles Lwanga. That's there, you can see it. And then there's kind of this bowl that opens up underneath that, and it's filled now with 500,000 people for the liturgy. And the liturgy begins with this extraordinary procession. These three strong young African men in full kind of Roman acolyte, you know, garb with the cassock and surplice, and one of them holding a cross, come in with great solemnity and stateliness. And I remember thinking as I watched them, that's Charles Lwanga. He would have been about that age, you know. And these young men come in with great solemnity. Then right behind them, though, is this extraordinary row of dancers who are engaging in this wonderfully lively African dance. So first there was a group of women, and behind them were men, and the men were wearing leopard skins and feathers, and they had these bells around their knees and ankles. So as they danced, they were making these sounds. They had these great horns that they would blow, and this tremendous energy and festivity. There was a wonderful moment when the Word of God was brought in. It's held by a woman, and she was surrounded by dancers, but there was also a figure dressed as a witch doctor, and he was symbolizing, I think, all of the folk, you know, religion. And as he looked at the Word of God, he sort of trembled and expressed fear. You know, the Bible was bringing a new power. Behind all the dancers came this huge long line of concelebrants, and then the bishops at the very end. They're all swathed in the red robes of the martyrs, evoking the blood that was shed that day, you know, in 1886. Well, as I watched this scene, I'll confess that many times tears came to my eyes, and I was very moved, because just over all this exuberance, you can see the top of the basilica that's right on the spot where Charles Lwanga was burned at the stake and where he uttered that long, plaintive, "Oh God," before he died. And I kept thinking, would he ever have imagined, as he was dying that terrible death, that one day 500,000 people would gather at that spot, that there'd be this beautifully energetic and victorious dance? Would he ever have imagined it? Of course, maybe he did. I mean, maybe with that wonderful Christian imagination that's full of surprise and paradox, he would have seen, you know, this truth. What kept occurring to me all during that experience, especially during that procession, was that Tertullian had it right. The blood of the martyrs is the seed of Christians. Looking at that 500,000 strong crowd, also realizing that now there are 400 million Christians in Africa. And in some ways, it all came from that spot. They didn't kill Christianity at Namugongo. That's where it came to life in Africa. And I kept thinking, as I watched this wonderful liturgy, Charles Lwanga, you won.